Liaxin reveled in the warm embrace of her bathwater, submerging her chin and drawing it up until the surface tension broke and set her free. She drew a deep breath. The water molded to her lithe form and allowed her ribs to expand to their fullest. Steam swirled in little eddies, and moisture collected on the fine hairs of her upper lip and eyebrows. Father, the builder of the bathhouse just outside the women's compound, had disappeared late in her childhood. Mother was just finishing her widowhood rites when Father reappeared one day, reclaiming his position as mayor of the only town under the dome of Mixolydia. Avram, son of Avram and Iokanaan Iliana, Iokavath to the rest of the world, scuffed weary feet across the threshold of his new headquarters. Reshim placed a cup of steaming brew in front of his master. Avram nodded at the cot.
What of the girl? Liaxin, the youngest and most precocious of the three daughters, privileged, spoiled by the father, sharply intelligent, you will have no difficulty teaching her. She has already adopted the bath, and knew by intuition at least some of her father's secrets. So you agree with me, a useful instrument. Oh, but I wish Iliana were here.
Utter darkness enclosed her. Placing her hand ahead, she took a step. Her bed, lying close to the door, caught her foot. She fell forward and cried out.
Iokavath called out in Aeolian. She heard his chair clatter to the floor. A blacker shadow rose over her.
Breathing shallow and fast, she curled in a ball at his feet and cried out,
"My lord, no noise!"
He bellowed again, many words with a biting tone.
"Iokavath, it's Liaxin!"
A shaft of light angled from the opening door.
Iokavath roared an angry speech at the sentry.
Bright light returned to the room, as if the dome suddenly blinked back on. Liaxin eased her face out of the floorboards. She saw his face contorted and his sword dangling in his hand. She slithered onto the cot and let out a little breath as her back touched the wall. Suddenly, Liaxin felt free. Iokavath had leapt away. In the next instant, Reshim breathed in her ear and clamped her tight in his arms. Iokavath bellowed from the back of another horse.
"Guard her!"
Reshim bellowed back with equal fury.
"Iokavath!"
He caught at her legs and arms and gathered her into his cradling hold.
"In my room!"
Iokavath cut all opposition.
"With your life! Nothing else matters!"
For a moment, all went still. She felt Reshim gazing after his master. Then he spurred Paulos. The iron-shod hooves rang the alarm through the town. They careened from side to side, navigating the twisted streets. Liaxin sank her teeth into Reshim's forearm.
"Don't fight me!"
But 3 days? 3 days of desertion? She stormed a few steps to the screen around her cot and filled her fists with fabric. The frame collapsed with one tug. She stumbled forward into the tangle of curtains and poles and wrestled the mattress and pillows onto the floor. She stomped over to the carved wooden box at the foot of Iokavath's bed. The lid snapped back to reveal books and boxes. One by one, she flung them over her shoulders to land where they willed. Facing the bed, she remembered Iliana's words.
"It was my father's bed. This was my father's room."
She swarmed up the canopy and swatted a box of oxycob filth across the room, the dirt scattered by Reshim's door.
"Perfect," she reveled. "Oxycob filth. Father's room, desecrated by aliens."
She slithered down the bedpost.
"I'll purge the invader's curse."